The future of one of the government's largest agencies is up in the air after White House Dr. Ronny Jackson withdrew his name from consideration this week to be the next VA secretary. Whoever leads the Department of Veterans Affairs next will have to deal with deep, some say systemic, problems at the VA, including controversy over how it handles reports of wrongdoing from its own employees. Last year, the Trump administration created a new office designed to shield whistleblowers from retaliation. The Office of Accountability and Whistleblower Protection has taken on dozens of new cases of alleged whistleblower retaliation. But some employees who are flagging fraud, waste, and abuse are skeptical. Dan Martin is one of them. He's chief of engineering services for the VA's Northern Indiana healthcare system. And Dan joins us now from Indianapolis. Dan, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
And we're also speaking with Tom Devine. He's legal director at the nonprofit Government Accountability Project, which is representing Dan Martin and other whistleblowers at the VA. Tom, welcome to you, too.
Thanks.
Dan, first of all, let's hear about your case. In 2016, you had reason to believe the Indiana VA was fraudulently awarding contracts for new water filtration systems at local VA hospitals. Tell us what you saw that made you blow the whistle.
Yes, sir. Well, I got to the Northern Indiana VA about August 2015. There were a lot of work that was awarded before I got there. So in one case, it was a water filtration system. As soon as I got the documents, the contract documents and the drawings, I was looking at it, and it threw up a lot of red flags to me. Pretty much the biggest one was the fact that this water filtration system was a stainless steel tube with some grooves in it. It really had no filter qualities, had no properties to it. So we started digging, me and a couple other engineers, and we've asked a lot of questions about this. How did this happen? Why this shouldn't have even been awarded? It doesn't even marry up to the VA's, the government's contract, which said it was supposed to reduce scale, mitigate Legionella. It didn't seem it was impossible.
Waterborne diseases. Basically.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Which is a big factor in the VA.
And very important in hospitals, of course, to protect against that.
Oh, yes. It is seriously a problem with immune-compromised folks and can easily cause death.
Did you think this filtration system was close to worthless or what?
Yeah, pretty much. It was, I would say, a several hundred-pound paperweight.
Dan, at this point, the newest version of the VA Accountability Office had not been formed, but you did go to the Federal Office of the Inspector General. Tell us what happened next.
Well, I started digging around and finding a lot out. I struggled with it. It wasn't until April of 17 I was so conflicted and I knew what I was dealing with was wrong. And I contacted the inspector general through the OIG online hotline.
So, Dan, did the Office of Inspector General take your allegations seriously and what happened?
Yes, sir, they did. They interviewed me. I told them a much longer version of what I've just spoke to you about. And at the end of about an hour and 20 minutes, he told me he already knew all that. The thing he couldn't figure out is this particular device, this filtration system, was going into a number of VAs in Indiana and Michigan.
Tell us, when you blew the whistle on this, what happened next? You still work for the VA in Northern Indiana, but I understand you feel you've been retaliated against. They've gone after you. How so?
Yes, sir. Well, I had been cooperating with the OIG for some time. But in the case of the water filtration system, they'd already gone into four VAs between Indiana and Michigan. On the fifth one, in February of 2017, I was talking to VISN leadership, the regional leadership for the VA.
VISN is like a district in the VA, yeah.
Yes, sir. And one of the VISN leaders told me they caught this fifth one before it went in. Again, this was February of 2017. By March of 2017, I was accused of an altercation that never happened, and it was spun up. And ironically enough, because I am a service-connected veteran, I have TBIs and PTSD, they spun it up that I'm just a crazy veteran. And I think the term gaslighting would be pretty fair.
Tell us how this has affected your life and your career, Dan. How do you spend your days?
Well, for the past over a year now, I've sat in an office, and I sit there all day. I do nothing. I get no job assignments. Nobody talks to me. I'm isolated from everyone and everything.
You're isolated from everyone and everything, and you feel this is part of the retaliation?
Yes, sir. I mean, I'm not able to be promoted. They're blocking me from getting training. They're just making me inert.
Let's bring in your lawyer now, Tom Devine, with the Nonprofit Government Accountability office. And Tom, in Washington, you've worked on whistleblower cases for decades. How typical is Dan's experience within the VA?
Dan's experience is typical of the VA, but it's much worse than the rest of the federal government. The VA is by far the most repressive federal agency in the government. Depending on the year, between a third and 40% of whistleblower retaliation complaints for the whole government comes from this one agency. The VA's first reaction to most whistleblowers, and he's actually done better than a lot of them with the inspector general working with him, is for the IG or other investigative agencies to investigate the whistleblower instead of the whistleblower's evidence and put them under criminal investigation and refer them for prosecution. The second thing is to isolate them, keep them away from the evidence, make them pariahs among their peers, make an example out of them. What happened to Dan is very typical. Basically, we call it like putting the whistleblowers in professional solitary confinement. And he actually understated it a little bit. Generally, the rooms where these people are assigned to bounce off the walls without duties are unheated in the winter and uncooled in the summer. It's like putting somebody in a hot box.
Tom, 40% of retaliation cases come from the VA? I mean, what's going on here? Is this a uniquely dysfunctional federal agency?
It's an agency that's more than a little bit backward. Its structure is very feudal, and there's very little that the national office actually can do to crack down on problems and abuses of power in the local areas. And we saw that in Dan's case, where the National Whistleblower Office that President Trump created, Office of Accountability and Whistleblower Protection, arranged to get him out of a job where they weren't using him for anything and bring him to a new office for a fresh start that needed his help and wanted him. And the Indiana office said, we're not going to let him go. We're going to keep paying him to shiver or sweat and not do anything to support the taxpayers or our agency mission.
So if this new whistleblower office couldn't help Dan, it raises fundamental questions about whether the agency can really police itself from within. What do you think?
I think that the agency needs a structural overhaul so that they have the capacity to impose accountability when the national leadership is acting as public servants. A lot of times they haven't. But sometimes they try, and I've been impressed that the new OAWP is actually making a good faith effort. But until they get some enforcement teeth, all they're going to be is background noise. And right now, the situation at the VA is by far the most intolerable in the government in terms of public service. And isn't that ironic? Because at other agencies, when there's fraud, waste, or abuse, maybe we have a budget overrun or something gets delayed. At the VA, when there's a mission breakdown, it has life and death consequences for America's veterans.
And Dan Martin, I want to come back to you. You say you've been sidelined professionally. What has the VA done, if anything, to address the problems you brought forward with the fraudulent contracts?
That's a great question. I haven't heard anything. I have said during this, I've been isolated from getting my care. I have a degenerative arthritis, my TBIs. I've been paying out of
pocket.
Traumatic
brain injury.
Yes, sir, and paying out of pocket to see civilian doctors. But one thing I want to do be clear, VA is the best care in the world. I will say, except for this incident, the worst experience I've had at the VA before this was better than the best experience I've had at civilian doctors. I love the VA, and when I'm there, I feel like I'm wearing a uniform again and part of something special.
But, Dan, the same question I asked to Tom, do you think the VA, given your experience, can police itself when it comes to whistleblowers and this pattern of retaliation?
I'm hopeful. I do. I'm probably overly optimistic. But this isn't systematic everywhere. It's a group. It's an entrenched group that have been doing this a long time, and they're getting away with it. Nobody's held them accountable because they're the ones that actually hold the power. They can outwait until there's a new VA secretary. They can outwait administrations. They're constants, whereas politics is a variable.
That's Dan Martin, whistleblower and chief engineer for VA hospitals in northern Indiana. Dan, thanks for coming in.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And Tom Devine is legal director at the Nonprofit Government Accountability Project. Tom, thanks to you as well.
Thanks for having us.
A few more things we want to add about this story. We've reached out to several VA offices for a response to Dan Martin's allegations that he was retaliated against for bringing attention to the contracts for the water filtration systems. A spokeswoman at the VA's Office of Accountability and Whistleblower Protection told us, quote, "We are not at the point in the investigation to comment." We've also confirmed that the Office of Special Counsel has reopened an investigation into some of Dan Martin's allegations. And a spokesman at the VA's Northern Indiana healthcare system, where Martin works, told us he could not comment on an ongoing investigation. We'll continue to follow this and other allegations of whistleblower retaliation. You're listening to Here and Now.